shall not be quenched, neither shall be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? What sort of a scarce resource is this that we search everywhere? Because if you are looking for expensive things, you go to where the colleagues are. But this wisdom does not have colleagues. They went to where gold and silver that should be the colleagues of wisdom. And those treasures confess that we are not late. This one is higher than us. Don't come and find it where they sell us. Where is common wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? We're reading to 23. Seeing that it is hid from the eyes of all living and destruction and death. Two testifiers have been invited now into this body. Okay, if it is not found with the living, destruction. You are a master at causing havoc to even those who have gold. Then, you who has been able to take kings, us, and destruction and death say, we have heard his fame thereof with our ears. So it is only God that understands the way here and knowing the place where God understands where wisdom is. And if God decides to give a man wisdom, wisdom always takes men and leaves. Let me take it again. Wisdom has the assignment of lifting you back to the place where you found it. If you found wisdom in that altitude where God resides, it will kick you from any background and begin to elevate you until it goes back to its resting place. This time it will not go alone. It will go with you alone until you are seated in that place before. Please pay attention to what I'm sharing with you. It's very powerful and it's very true. Proverbs chapter 8. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8. The Bible tells us, doth not wisdom cry, personifies wisdom, and understanding put forth her voice. Next verse. It says, she standeth on top of the high places by the way of the paths. She crieth at the gates and the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call. Wisdom is calling. And my voice is to the sons of man. All ye simple understand wisdom, ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I speak. The opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. You don't have to be afraid of me, wisdom says. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward, nothing perverse in them. They are all plain to him that have understanding and right to him that find knowledge. Be patient. He says, receive my instruction, wisdom is saying. That means if they drop wisdom and silver and gold, he says, run away from those two and run to me. Receive my instruction, not silver. Receive knowledge rather than choice gold. It says, for wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired. Do you know the things that may be desired? The land you are looking for, the house you are looking for, the influence you are looking for. It says, they are not worthy to be compared to it. Now, it says, I wisdom dwell with prudence. I find out the knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Please pay attention. It says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. By me, kings reign. Kings do not reign with a scepter, they reign with wisdom. And princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even the judges of the earth. It says, I love them that love me, wisdom is saying. And those who seek me envy. There is timing. Next verse. Riches and honor. Africa. Here it is. riches and honor are with me. Yea, beautiful riches that comes with righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. I lead you in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of justice. There's a reason why I'm reading this. That I may cause those who love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. You see that now? The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Pay attention. Wisdom is saying, I am that old. I understand the terrain of creation. I understand the terrain of the earth. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his work so old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. That means when there was no earth, I was there. I was part of the architecture of the design of earth. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. And when there were no fountains abounding with water, next verse, it says, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as he had not yet made the earth or the fields or the highest part of the dust of the world, it says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Look at wisdom telling you the honest truth. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. Now that you want to build, I am not there. And it says, you are in trouble already. That God who wanted to make the earth had to call for me to be there by his side. Any other thing you want to do in this earth, if you ignore me, you will eventually fail. Everybody say wisdom.
Wisdom.
One more time, say wisdom.
Wisdom.
The Bible is full of men and women who manifested profound exploits on account of this wisdom. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where you begin to read from verse 6, the Bible talks about a phenomenon called the hidden wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. How be it, he says, we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. He says, we speak wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world, to what end? Unto our glory. Wisdom always leads to glory. Wisdom always leads to glory. Wisdom always leads to glory. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God is very, very important in our lives. There are different dimensions to wisdom. Divine direction is a subset of wisdom. Divine strategies is a subset of wisdom. The highest index for measuring wisdom is excellence and creativity. These are the pillars that hold wisdom: excellence and creativity. It is impossible to sustain the wisdom of God and not be creative. Creativity. Are we learning? So the first dimension of glory that I would like to touch on is the wisdom of God. I wish we had time without exactly the wisdom that was in the life of men like Solomon and men like Daniel. It took the wisdom of God for Daniel in chapter 5, when you read, don't turn there, just write for reference. There was a handwriting on the wall, Melech, Tekel, Upheset, and no man, not even the wise men and the sorcerers, could interpret it. Daniel came with the spirit of wisdom, and he wrote. In fact, when you read the entire discourse, it was the wife of the king who told him, there is a man in whom there is the spirit of wisdom. An excellent spirit is found in him. And they brought him forth. And they said, Daniel, we want to bait you with a gift. He said, keep your gift to yourself. However, I will unravel this, because none of you has the power to do it. Melech, Tekel, Upheset. He says, O king, you have been weighed with the balance and you have been found wanting. Wisdom. Today is your kingdom taken away from you. He interpreted it and went back to men. Wisdom. When you have the wisdom of God upon your life, please hear me, beloved people, your life will be an amazing wonder, first to you and then to everyone who cares to see. You know that a man has an dimensions of exploits that his life continues to produce. Wisdom. Number two for tonight is power. We're back to Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 23. So it says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. So the first index for glory is wisdom. Second, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. The second index that measures wisdom foundationally is power. Let's discuss power for a few minutes as we pray.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To pray every chain, pray every chain, pray every chain. To pray every chain.
It is always connected to power. Psalm 63 and verse 2, to see thy power and your glory. To see thy power alongside your glory. Power and glory go hand in hand. Glory, power. Glory, power. What is the power of God? The power of God is his force. The force that enforces his will. It is God's energizing. The ability that makes his will to happen is called his power. It is one thing to be in a position of authority, but it's one thing to have the force that makes for compliance. Is that true? It's one thing to declare that Saturday will be a sanitation, nobody should come out. But then you must have law enforcement agencies that move across every place to ensure compliance. The power of God is his messenger for compliance. When he sends his power, the assignment of his power is what God said and make sure it was not failed. Listen carefully. The assignment of God's power is to find out what God has said and make sure it does not fail. So when God says, be healed, the power of God comes as the messenger, executing that which he has said. Whatever you take to make sure that you live healthy, the power of God has that mandate to enforce compliance. The power of God has no assignment until his word is declared. The power of God has no assignment until his word is declared. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is not, there is no power. Are we blessed? The power of God is a reality that must be captured in our lives. In John chapter 2, the first miracle recorded according to the synoptic account of John the wedding in Cana, the Bible says, this beginning of miracles, look up please, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested for his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This beginning of miracles was not the last. That means, according to the law of first mention, everywhere we see miracles, signs, and wonders, we understand the intent that it was to manifest his glory. Everywhere. In this case, turning water to wine. How about the healings? How about the deliverances? Every manifestation of God's power recorded in scripture was supposed to be a revelation of his glory. And tonight will be different. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. I have studied the power of God extensively. I know what the power of God can do. And I'm giving you the assignment of the power of God in its simplest, most basic form. That the assignment of power is to enforce compliance. That's it. So when God has placed the word upon your life, that your life should be an effulgence of his grace, an effulgence of his possibilities, along with that word will come the power that makes you become. As many as believed on him, he gave them power to become. There is not just power to be against, there is power to become. The power that makes you feel happy. Do you know what that means? God can look at you and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be a leader and the power to become. The power to become. He looks at a young boy called Jeremiah. A young boy. And the boy says, he says, while you were your mother's womb, I called you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Chapter 1 and verse 5 of Jeremiah. The young man is in fear and he says, but I have a child. And he says, say not that you are a child. But to all that I shall send you to, you shall go. And everything I ask you to say, you will speak. Caution, do not be afraid of their faces, the next verse said. For I am with you to deliver you. I am with you through my power. And the Lord walking with them. Please pay attention, believers. We do not just carry the word alone. There is the power of the word. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. God, who in sundry times and diverse manners, the Bible says, spake to us in time past through the fathers and by the prophets. He says, and in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed to be heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. And he says, upholding all things by the word that is battle with power. Man can say be lifted, and it comes as an empty word. But every time God speaks, his power follows what he's saying. The assignment of the power is to make you know it is God that said it. The power proves. So when, listen, when there is a part in your body that seems to be dead, and once a word is spoken, the power of God comes like a drug. It starts going around your body. What was said, be healed. So he finds out what was wrong. Because God's integrity is at stake on that word. It now begins to correct. Until it looks like what the word said should be, then it will return back to God as a faithful messenger. I finished. And then you say, all right, I will send you here. If you know what I mean, so shall my word be, he says. Right? That means every word that has not returned back is still working. Because you know it has finished working when it returns back. Listen, if you send a messenger, if you send a messenger and tell him, go to so-so-so place, go and buy me something, maybe groceries, no matter how the person is delayed, you know that God is a faithful messenger, and you wait. The arrival of the person is proof that the assignment is finished. There are many things God has said concerning your life. My assignment tonight is that impart the spirit. Some of it has not come to pass because you have not opened your heart to allow the power that makes it happen to back it. So the word has remained empty upon your head. Be lifted, he says. But the word to bring it, the power to bring it, is not there. Listen, I hope you know that you cannot separate the power of his word. Remember, the power of God is not greater than his word. The power is there because of his word. So when the word of God comes, the power to make it happen follows it. You want to know where the power of God is? Find out what he's saying. That's where his power is. If you don't find his power in your life, quickly pursue the last thing he said. Go and look for what he said. His power is there. When you find out that there is no power in your life, it is because the word to bring it is not there. Go and find out where the word is. Because where the word of a king is, his power is also there. If your governor comes into this place, the new man is going to come alongside a few law enforcement agents. Is that true? How casual this comic is. What is their assignment? To protect and preserve the sanctity of his office. And even if there are relatives, if you tamper with the office, they will act as if they do not know you. That is the assignment of God's power. So when we speak, he comes and checks which kind of power is available. And now begins to deconstruct that power until the word of God prevails over your life. It should give you confidence when words are spoken under the influence of the Spirit, because they are not mere words. There is power behind them. Ezekiel chapter 2, we're round up now. From verse 1 and 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, from verse 1 and 2. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand up upon your feet, be elevated to a new horizon, and I will speak unto thee. And then the Spirit entered me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. I didn't have the power to stand. It took the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. Arise, it says, shine. Arise, shine. Mina, arise, shine. Believers, arise, shine. It's an instruction. It's not an advice. Let me quote it very well for you. Because your life has come, arise, shine. He's not saying arise and shine because of time. Time does not make you arise. The light that has been lost, now that light has come. What is the implication of the light? Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 3 and 4 tells you the implication of this light. Habakkuk 3 and 4. I wish that we read verse 4 from Amplified. It says, God came from Tema, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Verse 4, it says, give us verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there, Amplified says, in that ray of light, there were horns. A horn is a symbol of authority coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding place of his power. That light was hiding in his... The power of God was hiding in the light. So every time the light of God comes, you rejoice over the light because it's not only light that has come. The power has also followed the light. Amplified Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise from the depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you, says. Rise to a new light. Listen to me. We are going to be praying for a few minutes, and I'd like for your heart to be open. You did not come here to waste your time. There are matters and issues in your life that are not reflections of God's glory. And your heart must be open and desperate, inasmuch as I have come to transit through light and knowledge. But I believe in your wisdom. I also believe in your power. The giver of these possibilities in this kingdom is his divine power. He says, according as his divine power, the assignment of faith is to connect you to his divine power. But the one that delivers your result is his divine power. Have given us all things, the Bible says, that pertains unto life and godliness. Have you been blessed tonight? Please rise up on your feet. You must make up your mind as we pray for a minute or two. It's time for my life to be a reflection of the glory of God. Be a reflection of the grace of God. tonight, pray. Outside, inside, telephone line, lift your voice up. I desire to see your glory manifest in my life. I desire to see your power manifest in my life. Your wisdom manifest in my life. The Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, says. Go ahead. Just 3 minutes. I want God to start to write an impartation. Do you know what an impartation is? An impartation is a transference of grace. Grace is power in transfer. Believe me when I tell you, you can carry a grace that you did not come to this wedding. It is true. There are many of you who are in ministry. There are many of you who have God in your heart. Listen to me. Your possibilities in this kingdom are dependent on the kind and the level of the presence in you. God will testify. My God, it was not my God. It is my head in my words. But I know what is on my head by looking at my God. If my cup is empty, it's not the fault of the cup. It is a kind of grace I'm giving.
After this conference, God, it will experience all dimensions of your glory. My life will experience all dimensions of your glory. My life will experience all dimensions of your glory. My life will experience all dimensions of your glory. The brothers,
there is a grace for speed that is power. People will begin to run under their legs. Whatever I bring them out is a grace of speed. A laboratory strategy. To be to me, I stretch my hands and in the name of Jesus, please bring them out. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, help the conscious, whether you are conscious or not, that Jesus can help. In the name that is above all things, let manifest my glory to us. In the name that is above all things, I declare the hold of delay leaves now. Speed, speed, speed. May that grace come upon you from the front to the back, the left to the right. Speed, help us now. For some of you who are ministers of the gospel, I stretch my hands. May that place of speed, let it rest upon you now. Oh, like Elijah. Oh, like Elijah. May that place of speed, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran on barefoot. He overtook the chariot of Ahab.
Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, there
is a gentleman, you are a businessman, but you are also an architect. You are a businessman, but you are an architect. The Lord is ministering to me to pray for that person. Who is that person? You are wearing like a brown cloth. Who is that? Please, let's verify this to me. What's the name, sir? John. You are an architect. You are a businessman too. So your life is about to change. Look at this, sir. You will never forget this quantum leap for the rest of your life. Look at that. In the name of Jesus, I supply by the Spirit the grace. The grace. I just saw light, and the Lord is saying He's bringing direction and illumination to people just right here. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. As many who belong to this category, may that light and that grace rest upon you. Supernatural illumination given by the Spirit of the Living God. You take that grace right now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Sir, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, take that grace. You will never be the same. I shift you by the Spirit to superior realms, contacts, opportunities, from government to private individuals. They come to you even by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that spirit over this lady. Let her go right now. In the name of Jesus, this is Zion. I curse you by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and for all of you who are out, I decree and declare, my dear, look at me. This lady already, I curse that spirit now. Let it let you go in Jesus' name. Release her destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Abel, I'm hearing a name, Abel. Who is Abel? Abel, I'm hearing a name, Abel. Is there someone with such a name? It's like you are at my left. Abel, Abel, Abel. Is there someone like that? I'm going to pray for you. My friend, shout Jesus as loud as you can. Jesus! I command that spirit to let you go now and forever. In the name of Jesus. Just give him this. I want to pray for you. In the name that is above all names. There is a grace for favor that is about to rest. You don't have to believe what I'm saying, but if your heart is open, you will marvel and wonder at what begins to happen to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. September, God will begin to do wonderful things in your life. Even in the area of finances, this is what the Lord is ministering to me. I decree it by the Spirit of God. You are also Abel? Huh? You are an architect also, and you are a businessman. What is that? I'm looking and I'm seeing, this is what is inside. The Lord is opening my eyes. I'm seeing school certificate. Yes, what is there?
Result.
What is inside there?
My result.
Your result. That's what I'm saying. I want to pray for you.
Yes,
it will not just be by your certificate. It will be by the favor of God. I will pray by the Spirit of the Living God. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord show you mercy. May the Lord show you kindness. And sir, I pray for you. In the name that is above all names, the grace of God is resting upon you. Every single one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I declare favor over you? The favor of God is very important. My dear sister, that lady lifting her hands wearing yellow, I just saw like oil coming on you. I don't know where you are coming from, but your life is about to change. Listen, stand up. This is not just for you. This is for your entire family. The Lord is saying a season of crying and lamentation has come to an end. I stretch my hands. May that grace come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice in 1 minute and begin to declare that the favor of God is resting upon your life. Resting upon your life. Go ahead. Maybe I'll just stick over the seat before we just pray for faith. Participate in the prayer.
Of sin
sicknesses, infirmities. We take authority over you now in the name of Jesus. Now I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now. Be healed now. I'm telling you, I'm sensing something. There's just an overflow of the healing power of Jesus. Just touching people. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions, be healed in the name of Jesus. Ear conditions, be healed in the name of Jesus. There's someone with severe pain around your chest area, very severe pain. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Ulcers, different kinds of ulcers are being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Bone conditions, I take authority over every bone challenge now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Healed in Jesus' name. The Lord is showing me someone, I don't know if you have problems with your rib, around the rib area, very severe pain, almost looks as though it was broken or fractured. Right now, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a man I'm seeing, you have a serious problem with your neck. The left side, you are not able to turn efficiently. But after this prayer, the power of God is touching you and bringing you life and healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me someone, it looks like an infection, but it's progressing to affect you and to make barrenness. This is it, and you're not able to give birth, you're not able to take him. The power of God is touching that person right now. Right now, right now, right now. And see it in the spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming. You are wearing red. The power of God is touching you right now. Right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone, you have severe pain around your elbow. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I bring you life and I bring you healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone scheduled for surgery in September. Who is that? You are supposed to have surgery. I'm praying for everybody, but the Lord just wants me to minister to that person. Is there someone like that? You are supposed to go for surgery in September. Who is that person? Is there someone like that out there? Come. Very quickly, please. Very quickly, let's save time. What is coming, I'm praying right now. There's someone, I don't know if you have a problem with your right ear. I declare the power of God is touching you right now. Right now. I'm seeing someone's mother. Your mother is in the general hospital. I'm seeing someone's mother lying on a sick bed. Are you the one?
Tell me for my daughter.
Your daughter? What is wrong with her?
She's booked for surgery. She has a fracture.
Let me see. Oh my God. Look at this. Ah. Same power that conquered the grave is in me. What a miracle happened. Is in me. Your love that rescued the earth is in me. Please give me the answer. Is in me. Same power that conquers the grave lives in me. Lives in me. Your love that rescued the earth lives in me. Brothers and sisters, the glory of God is magnificent. How can a man come up with him? This is an X-ray. You can see it lifted. An X-ray of his daughter's, what they call it now. What's her name, sir? Who is Maria?
My daughter.
Call her name.
Maria.
The Lord is bringing the miracle to Maria. You believe that? Do I know you, sir?
Yes.
I see you. In the name that is above all names. Look at me. It is not only Mariam that God is bringing miracles for. But the Lord is bringing a visitation even to your
life. Amen.
I stretch my hands every invitation around your life, let it be now.
Amen.
The power that raised Christ from the dead. I speak favor. You will be the first person I'm praying for. Who is he standing close to you? You're the wife? Seeing, give her the mic. The Lord is opening my eyes, and I'm seeing a young lady with problems like thyroid.
My daughter-in-law.
Your daughter-in-law.
My daughter also has
problems. What is wrong with that person?
It is just that they're looking after the wedding.
The throat there. I have to pray. This is an attack. This is not the issue of surgery. This is an attack. I want to pray for you. You believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
And your own back pain too. Your own back pain. You believe that you've been having severe back pain. You wake up in the morning, sometimes I'm seeing you stretch in a vision, and you're bending and saying your back is paining you. You bend down to wash, and you cannot even wash for long. This is what I'm seeing. Is that true? I want to pray for you. Two prayer points the Lord is saying I should pray for you. Number one, please stand up, don't you? Just stand. Number one, that the fullness of your days you will fulfill. This is the first thing that I should pray for you. That nothing will come short of you, the fullness of your days you will fulfill. And then number two, the Lord is saying I should pray for you that He's bringing restoration to your life. I don't know if this makes sense, but let me just pray. Father, I stretch my hands over our precious mother. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon Mama, and in the name that is above all names, everything that is an administration of sickness and infirmity in this body, I call you my name and I command you out of Mama's body right now. Let there be a supernatural miracle. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be over forever. The fullness of your days, just keep on that gently. You will fulfill by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, everyone who is sick in your body, please just take it easy with her. I don't know who that person is. Many of you, whilst you sleep tonight, you will begin to have prophetic dreams and encounters. God will open up to you mysteries. He will lead you to teachings that will connect you to understand what you need to do for the next season of your life. In the name of Jesus. Now, while standing, everyone, let's minimize movement. We cannot end tonight's session without introducing many who need to come to Jesus. There are people within this auditorium, the overflow, and many outside, and even some following online. Once you heard me speak, the Holy Ghost began to speak to your heart that you need Jesus Christ. He, and verse 3, says he is the express image